A few misplaced amino acids in the hemoglobin protein can cause a lifetime of pain, organ damage, and emergency transfusions. For 30 years, the standard of care for these sickle cell anemia patients was hydroxyurea, a drug approved in 1998 that manages symptoms without correcting the underlying genetic defect. In December 2023, the FDA approved a therapy that acts as a functional cure for this disorder. CRISPR Therapeutics built Casgevy, the first commercial...
请关注公众号,思维纪要社,更多纪要请加V, CN2021-0130.
Officially approved CRISPR-edited medicine. The treatment extracts a patient's blood stem cells and uses CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing to increase the production of healthy hemoglobin. Vertex Pharmaceuticals leads manufacturing and global commercialization under a profit-sharing agreement, delivering a one-time genetic correction rather than a drug patients take for life. Casgevy has treated less than one-tenth of 1% of its eligible patient population. More than 60,000 patients qualify across approved geographies. In 2025, Vertex reported $116 million in revenue from 64 infusions. About 90% of U.S. patients already have insurance coverage, and CMS is building outcomes-based payment models designed specifically for sickle cell gene therapies. ARC's bottoms-up model estimates $5 billion in cumulative Casgevy revenue through 2029. Wall Street consensus sits at $1 to $2 billion. CTX310 extends the CRISPR-Cas9 platform from blood disorders into cardiometabolic diseases. The therapy delivers gene editing directly to liver cells using lipid nanoparticles, knocking out a gene that drives dangerous lipid levels. Phase 1 results published in the New England Journal of Medicine showed that a single dose durably edited the target. Where Casgevy addresses roughly 60,000 eligible patients, severe dyslipidemia affects tens of millions of adults globally. The FDA flagged off-target genome editing as the major risk at Casgevy's approval and mandated post-marketing surveillance for malignancy. Confirmed off-target edits and long-term follow-up would slow adoption across the entire gene editing class, not just Casgevy. The manufacturing workflow also requires a multi-month process of cell collection, centralized editing, and intensive chemotherapy before infusion. While Casgevy and CTX310 are exciting assets based on the CRISPR gene editing technology, CRISPR Therapeutics actually has a diverse pipeline, including CAR T cell therapies for autoimmune disorders and an siRNA therapy for bleeding disorders. We are expecting key data readouts on these phase 1 programs in the back half of the year. Stay tuned.